All right, we mentioned last time that today we're going to be doing Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we mentioned last time about how one of the uses that they would have for a shul is that when they needed a hespedah de rabin, a hesped that involved a lot of people coming, so they would use a shul for that. But a regular hesped that doesn't need so many people, we do not use a shul. So Tan Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, we're at the top of Chav Tes Amud Aleph right now. Mevatan Talmud Torah, lotzas ameis ulachnasas kala. One is allowed to be mevatal their normal Torah learning in order to take out a dead body, to bury a dead body, or to do achnasas kala to help someone, a girl, get married. They said about Rabbi Rabbi Loi, "Shay mevatel talmud Torah, latzas amesul achnasas kala." He used to do that all the time. He was mevatel his learning in order to help for latzas amesul achnasas kala. And I guess that will be main point number one: that one is allowed to be mevatel Torah, supposed to be mevatel Torah, for the sake of burying the dead and helping a kala get married. But medvar mamurim. But when is that true? B'she'ein sham called tzarko. That's if the mace doesn't have everything he needs yet, so he needs you to be there. Aval yeshem called tzarko. But if the mace already has everything he needs, ein mevatlin. Then you're not supposed to be mevatli yatara to help with the mace. The kamal tzarko called tzarko. And how much is everything he needs? So Rav Shmuel bar Inya mishmei the Rav. Rav Shmuel bar Inya said in the name of Rav, tracer alfi gavri means 12,000 men. Vishisa alfi shipur. And 6,000 men with chauffeurs, that's all you need. If there's less than that there, then you're mevatel talmud Torah to be one of those people. V'armilan, some say, tracer alfi gavri minayushi salfi shipuri. Some say 12,000 men, but of those 12,000, 6,000 of them have chauffeurs. It's not an additional 6,000. Ula Amar, Ula says, no, you know what it means to have enough? Kigon dechaitzi gavri me'abula ad sichra, that there has to be such a large crowd of men from all the way from the gate all the way to the cemetery, right? Because the cemetery was always outside of the gates of the city, beyond the city limits. So that's how many people it should be. The crowd should extend all the way to the gates of the city. Rav Sheshes Amar, kinesi nasa kach netilasa. The same way the Torah was given, so it should be taken away. Man nesi nasa b'shishim ribo, just like when the Torah was given, there were 600,000 people. So too, if a Talmud Chacham dies, so when the Torah is taken away from us by the death of a Talmud Chacham, 600,000 people should be there, and if there's less than 600,000 people there, then you should go and be mevatel your learning in order to be there. Hani mi leman dekari v'tani. That's only if the person learned Torah. Aval leman demasni. But if someone taught Torah, less leishira. Then there is no limit to how many people should go, and no matter what, you should leave your seder in order to go. Tanya will live in Brisa, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Bo rei kama chaviv in Yisrael v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Come see how beloved Klal Yisrael is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shekol makam shegalu shechina imayin. Wherever Klal Yisrael goes, the Shechina goes with them. Galu l'mitrayim shechina imayin. Klal Yisrael went to Galus Mitzrayim, the Shechina came with them. Shenemar ha'niglo neglesi al beis avicha b'yosim b'mitzrayim. Hashem says, well, didn't I reveal to your father's house when they were in Mitzrayim? I was there. Galu Bavel Shechina imayin. When the Klal Yisrael went to Galus Bavel, Shechina came with us. Shenemar l'manichem shalachti Bavela. I have been sent to Bavel. Va'af k'shein asidin l'gal Shechina imayin. And you know what? Hashem doesn't only send the Shechina with us in Galus, He's going to go through the Geula with us as well. Shenemar v'shav Hashem Elokecha eshuvuscha. That Hashem Elokecha is going to return us. V'heishav lo nemar. Doesn't say He's going to return us. Ela v'shav, that He Himself is going to return. Melamed HaKadosh Baruch Hu shav imahen mibein ha-galuyos. So we see that Hashem Himself returns with us from Galus. Bevavel hecha. In Bavel, where can you find the Shechina? So Rabbi, v'berei knishta de Hutzal. You want to see where the Shechina is? Go to the shul in Hutzal, which is a place in Bavel. You'll see the Shechina. Or v'berei knishta de shaf v'yasa ben Arda. Or go to the shul that was destroyed and then rebuilt in the town of Narda. V'lote mahacha v'hacha. And don't say that the Shechina is both in the shul of Hutzal and in the shul that was destroyed and rebuilt. It's not in both places at the same time. El zimnin hacha v'zimnin hacha. The Shechina goes back and forth between those two locations. Amar Abaye Tesili Dechimarchik Namparsayil Namatzlina Hasam. Abaye says, I deserve a lot of credit. I deserve Olam Haba, because whenever I'm within one parsa of either of those two shuls, I always go to make it my business to daven in those two shuls, because they're very special places. Avud Shmuel v'Levi Aviyasmi Kanishta Deshaf Yasmin Ada. Shmuel's father and Levi were sitting in a shul that was destroyed and then rebuilt in Ada. Asya Shechina, the Shechina came. Shamu called Riksha Kamu V'Nakfu, and they heard the sound of something going on. So they got up and they left. They assumed that the sound was caused because the Shechina came there. Rav Sheshes Aviyasa Beknishta Deshaf Yasam Arda. Rav Sheshes was sitting in that famous shul in Arda that was destroyed and rebuilt. Asher Shechina v'lo nafak. Shechina came, but he didn't leave. Asum Malachim Sharves Kam Avatale. So Malachim came and started scaring him, trying to scare him away to get him to leave. Amar Lefanav Rav Sheshes said, Ribono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe. If you have someone who's unfortunate and sad like me, and someone else who's very fortunate and lucky like the Malachim, who do you think deserves preferential treatment? I'm blind, Nebuch, I'm stuck. So Hashem said to the Malachim, leave him alone, let him stay over here. He's blind, he's had a rough enough life. Main point number two, the Shechina went to Golus with Klal Yisrael and will experience Geula with Klal Yisrael as well. Okay, we can talk more about Kedush of Shuls. Vayhilahem lemikdash ma'at. Hashem said to Yechezkel that in Golus you're going to have a mikdash ma'at, a miniature Beis HaMikdash. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Eilu Batei Knesios, Batei Midrash, Hashem Bavel. That's a reference to Shuls and Batei Medrash in Bavel. That's an important concept. Mikdash ma'at. That our shuls and batei medrash are considered a miniature Beis HaMikdash. Rav Lazar Amar Zeh Beis Rabbeinu Shabavel. Rav says that refers to the house of Rav in Bavel. Darash Rava, that's where they have a miniature Beis HaMikdash. So Darash Rava, Rava Darshan's, Maiduch Siv, Hashem Ma'on Ata Hayisalanu, Hashem, you've been a place for us to stay, a dwelling place for us, El Bakneos, Bateknesios, or Bate Midrashos. That's a reference to Shuls and Bate Medrash, which is where God lives, so to speak. Amar Abaye, Mirei Shavai Garasino Bebeso, Matzlin and Bekenishta. So Abaye says, you know, I used to learn Torah at home, and then I would go daven in the Shul. Kevin to Shamla Hadukamar David, Hashem Ahafti Ma'un Besecha. Once I heard though what David HaMelech says, that Hashem, I love the place of your house, Havai Garsina Beknishta, I'd make sure to learn in the shul. And I figured if that was the place where Hashem loves, if that was the place that was special for Hashem, what better place to learn Torah is there than in that place? Tanya Rav Lazar HaKapar Omer, Rav Lazar HaKapar said, Asidin Batek Nesios Batim Rosh Shebavel Sheikavu Baritz Yisrael. The shuls and the Batim Rosh Shebavel one day are going to be reestablished in Eretz Yisrael. You know, we always hear that the shuls and the Batim Medrash are going to be lifted up and flown over to Eretz Yisrael. That's this Gemara. Shenemar ki ketavar baharim uchacharmel biyam yavo. Just like the Har of Tabor is amongst the mountains, and just like Har of Carmel, so Parosh will come into the Yam because he will lose to Nebuchadnezzar. Velo dvarim kal v'chomer, so it's a kal v'chomer. Umat tavar v'carmel shlo b'alav v'fishal v'matorah. If tavar and Carmel, which were places where we only learn Torah for a short while of time, still they can be uprooted in the Kabbalim Eretz Yisrael and be reestablished in Eretz Yisrael. But the Knesset, but the Midrasha, Shekorin, Marbizin Ben Torah. So shuls and Batei Medrash, where people are Marbitz Torah there, they spread Torah there all the time. Alachas Kama Bekama, all the more so, it should be uprooted and brought to Eretz Yisrael. So main point number three, Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash, and Bavel are called a Mikdash Ma'at. They will one day be moved to Eretz Yisrael, and it's always a good idea to learn in the Beis HaKnesses. Darish Bar Kapara, Maiduch Siv, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Lama Teratzun Harim Gavnunim, why do you dance your mountains of high peaks? So he says as follows, what it means is as follows, Yatza Baskel V'Yamrlehem, a Baskel came and said to them, Lama Tirtzu Dinim Sinai, why do you have Din Torah against Har Sinai? Meaning in this case, the mountains are being described as suing Har Sinai, because Har Sinai had the ability to have the Torah given on it. None of you are as good as Har Sinai. You have no taina against Har Sinai. You're all a balmum in comparison to Har Sinai. How do we say that they're a balmum in comparison to Har Sinai? Because it says over here about these mountains, gavnunim uksiv hasam, and it says about a balmum, ogibain odak, that one of the mumin, one of the blemishes that an animal could have, is if it's a gibain. So we see that these animals are all bali, that these mountains rather are all bali mumin. Amravashi Shmaimna Haiman Diyahid Balmumhu. So Diyahir Balmumhu. So he says we see from here is that anyone who displays any sort of arrogance or entitlement, Yuhara is considered to be a balmum, is considered to be a blemished individual. How well we know that so often when someone expresses arrogance and yuhara, it's because they are blemished. It's because they're emotionally scarred and blemished. They're not stable emotionally. Einos noso kabendayis. We said one of the things not allowed to do with the shul. He's not allowed to make a shortcut out of the shul. But the word we use is kapandria. So my kapandaria or kapandria. What does it mean, kapandaria? So Amarava, kapandaria kishma. Exactly what it sounds like. My kishma. And what does it sound like? What does the word mean? Kamandiyamar adamekifna adari eul baha. It's an abbreviation of the expression adamekifna adari eul baha. Instead of going around the whole block of houses, let's just take a shortcut through here. So you see that kapandaria means a shortcut. Now, if there was a path that went through that shul before the shul was ever built, so then you're allowed to continue to use that path. The shul can't take away a path that was always there. If someone came into the shul not planning on using it as a shortcut, he can then change his mind once he's there and use it as a shortcut. Someone goes into the shul to daven, you're then allowed to use it as a shortcut. You're allowed to come into the northern gate and go out the southern gate as long as you davened in between. That's not a problem of making kapandaria. So main point number four, it's mutter to make a kapandaria if either it was there before the shul was built, or you didn't enter with a plan of making it a kapandaria. Says the Gemara, if there's grass growing on where the shul was, don't uproot that grass. Let people be upset by it, and hopefully it will inspire them to want to rebuild the shul. But then we learn in a brayso that you're not allowed to uproot the grass on an abandoned shul and feed it to the animals. But you are allowed to uproot it and just leave it there. So we see that you do uproot such grass. Says, when the Mishnah recommends not uprooting grass, it just means not to uproot it and feed it to animals. But you can uproot it, in fact, and leave it right there. Tanu Rabbanan, so we have a brayso as follows. When it comes to a cemetery, you're not allowed to be lightheaded, act with frivolity in a cemetery. You're not allowed to graze your animals there. You're not allowed to have a waterway pass through the cemetery. You're not allowed to pick grass in the cemetery. And if you did pick grass there, you should burn them on the spot for respect for the dead bodies. Aheya, so what do you mean respect for the dead? Ilei Masefa, if it's talking about the last halacha, that about burning them is respect for the dead. If you have to burn them on that spot, why is that respectful for the dead? Ella Aresha. No, it must be going on the case of the Resha, where it said about a cemetery that you shouldn't act with Kalos Rosh, and that's what it's saying. You should have enough respect for the dead not to act with Kalos Rosh, with lightheadedness, when you're in a cemetery. A little sense of decency when a person is in a cemetery would be in order. Okay, main point number five, one should not act with lightheadedness in a cemetery, and we can burn grass in its spot in a cemetery. We can burn grass in its spot. Okay, we will stop there and we'll pick up from the Mishnah next time.